Ladies and gentlemen, the show you're about to hear may contain a few bad words or bad ideas. That's just the way it is. Listener discretion is advised. This is Drifter in the Dark, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
Good arms versus bad arms, or win hands down, down. They are built to hold on fit, look how far they go around. You don't need these now that you've found another pair. And the difference is astounding. I should accept. Leave the rest at arm's length. Keep your naked flesh under your favorite dress. Leave the rest at arm's length. When they reach out, don't touch them, don't touch them. Some 6 months ago, so I'll stick to my guns, but from now on it's war. I'm armed with the past and the will and a brick. I might not want you back, but I want to kill him. Oh, leave the rest at arm's length. Keep your naked flesh under your favorite dress. Leave the rest at arm's length. When they reach out, don't touch them, don't touch them. Leave the rest at arm's length.
Drift Under the Arc, 101.5 UMFM. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Paul McAvoy, your host, as always, every Saturday, although lately it's not as always. I seem to be doing sporadic shows, kind of here and there. I apologize. I was off last week, kind of last minute. But there was a Jets game on, I think, kind of right around the time I was on anyways, and odds are a lot of people were probably watching it. If you weren't one of them, maybe you're not a sporting fan, and you were tuning in to listen to this show. Well, I do appreciate that, although it was a repeat show, so you did technically hear me. But anyways, I'm back on. We have some new stuff. Starting on a bit of a sad note, though, started off with some Frightened Rabbit. And yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, or maybe the day before, Scott Hutchinson, I believe that's his name, Scott Hutchinson, lead singer of Frightened Rabbit, was found dead. The band had posted a message on Twitter a few days prior to that, that he'd gone missing and they hadn't seen him, and that he wasn't in the right frame of mind. So that didn't sound well. But anyways, the message got out all over Twitter. It was retweeted thousands of times, or hundreds of times anyways, in an effort to try and locate him. But sadly, they did find him, and he is deceased. So yeah, that's some sad news. Obviously, a lot of talk about mental health and depression came out of it. And as all, I don't think anyone. I think the main message was that if you feel like there's no one there listening to you, there is someone willing to listen. So I'm not going to get all deep on it, because I'm sure many people can say that more eloquently than I can. But yeah, just sad news. And yeah, anyways, that's all I'll say about that. We'll move right along for more a happier tone. But anyways, we did. I wanted to play a song from Frightened Rabbit for Scott Hutchinson in memory of him, and played one from their first album. I believe it's their first album, The Midnight Organ, which is one of my favorites from them. And the track I played was Good Arms Versus Bad Arms. So yeah, I kind of bungled that message there. I don't really know what to say other than just really sad news. So let's move right along. On a happier note, I'm going to play a Dial-A-Song track from They Might Be Giants. Dial-A-Song, of course, their year-long project where every week they put out a song, and then online at dialasong.com you can stream it. You can, I think, download it if you are part of their fan club. You can download their app. You can listen to it. You can call the toll-free number the old-school way. As well, you can listen to this show every week and then the show before me, and the rest is noise. We're both part of the Dial-A-Song Radio Network of DJs playing the Dial-A-Song track every week. And because I have been sporadic, I keep missing some weeks here and there. So today there's another two. I think I've had a show that had three at one point. I think we're week 19 for Dial-A-Song, or song 19. So they're going at it. And the big exciting news is they're going to be in town in Winnipeg at the West End. I was a little surprised because I thought that was a really small venue. They're playing in October, October 21st. And I thought for sure the tickets would be sold out by the time it hit the general sale. Apparently there's still some left, although not much. That does kind of surprise me, but anyways, if you are a fan, you know about it, or you're considering buying a ticket and you haven't, get your ticket now, because there's probably very little left, if any at all, by this point. So I'm very excited. I got my ticket. Can't wait for that show. October 21st. It's going to be good. It's going to be just an evening with. There's no opening band, which is kind of how I like it now. Not really into the opening bands. As I get older, I just want to go see the band I like, get out of there. So it's going to be a nice long set from the band. But anyways, let's play this is last week's Dial-A-Song track, and this is one of my favorites, actually, of the bunch of the ones that have come out this year. It's called, and there's a accompanying video for it as well too. It's called By the Time You Get This. So here it is. They Might Be Giants on Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM.
By the time you get this note, we'll no longer be alive. We'll have all gone up in smoke. There'll be no way to reply. You'll be wondering about the world that vanished long ago, and the words that reach you now that were buried underground. Greetings to everyone in 1937. It seems that you were never aware that we were here. You're probably too busy rejoicing. By the time you get this note, we'll no longer be alive. But our skulls are smiling still at the thought of things. to come. We can confidently know that you'll enjoy a better world when the evils that we faced will at last be laid to rest. When the poisons of the earth are completely neutralized, when the hatred and the lies are forever put aside, when the voices of dissent and contradiction all abate, and the peaceful air is filled with a silent harmony, we can't be certain at the moment of this writing, but surely in the future there'll be no barking dogs. The sound of crying babies will be thankfully forgotten. No more will the chattering classes make a noise. By the time you get this note, a millennium from now, we'll have all gone up in smoke. There'll be no way to reply, and we confidently know you'll enjoy a better time when the evils that we faced will at last be laid to rest.
Thank you. There's no other thing besides your love that I can think of. I wish and pray you wrote into all the stars above. Why am I pining for a boy who doesn't love me? Why am I pining for a boy who doesn't love me?
You're listening to Drifter in the Dark on 101.5 CJUM.
Creeping in the grass, talking to myself, getting up the nerve. Mr. Mischief Night, Mr. Mischief Night, Mr. Mischief Night. Hear the ringing phone in my earpiece and from across the lawn. Mr. Mischief Night, Mr. Mischief Night, Mr. Mischief Night. This is me unboxing my new X-ray vision scope. I'm wearing it to bed. I don't know why I need it yet. My heart is banging like a gun and I can't suppress a smile. I'm smearing up the maps. I'm gripping in my sweaty mitts. Smearing up the maps that I tightly grip in my sweaty mitts. Mr. Mischief Night, Mr. Mischief Night, Mr. Mischief Night. Hear the ringing phone in my earpiece and from across the lawn. Mr. Mischief Night, Mr. Mischief Night, Mr. Mischief Night. Wait, what? Oh no, I think the sun is coming up. How long have I been shivering beneath your gate? I'm knee-deep in the hoopla now, I'm face down in the ticks. Mummified and paralyzed by the work I undertake.
Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. That was a nice, good set there. That was a set bookended by some They Might Be Giants. That was the latest song in the Dial a Song project from They Might Be Giants, and that was called Mr. Mischief Night. Can't pronounce that. Before that was a band out of Montreal that I just found out about the other day called The Submissives. They're out of Montreal, kind of a sort of a garage rock type band, I suppose. More kind of in line with maybe like a... Maybe Pavement is a bad comparison, but I really like the very early Pavement, like kind of the out of tune guitar sound. Maybe Pavement is a slightly bad example, but I don't really know what I'm saying right now. But I kind of like that sort of off kilter, out of tune sound. It's always kind of been appealing to me, whether it's intentional or not. That was the title track from the new album, Pining for a Boy. You can find it on Bandcamp. I got it for $5, so can't go wrong. It's pretty good. Before that's a new song. Speaking of Pavement, that was an unintentional segue there. Steve Malkmus and the Jicks are back with a new album called Sparkle Hard, which is out on the 18th. I'm really looking forward to this album. Got to get my hands on the vinyl. Refute, the name of that track, which is a duet with Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth. And then we started off with another They Might Be Giants Dial a Song track. If you don't know what Dial a Song is, just go online, dialasong.com. And if you're kind of curious about how it even started, there's a good They Might Be Giants wiki out there. You can look up Dial a Song and find out what it is. If you know what it is, you've probably heard it by now anyways. If not on this show, then the actual website or the toll-free number or the app. Many ways to listen to it. But this show is, of course, as I mentioned every week, part of the Dial a Song radio network, which is always exciting. And that track is called By the Time You Get This, which was last week's Dial a Song track. So we're all caught up now. And again, as I mentioned before, They Might Be Giants coming to town October 21st. So if you don't have your ticket, why not get yours now before they're sold out? Okay, let's move right along. We have a nice long set coming up here. And I was supposed to be on last week, and I didn't get it done last minute. I was, however, at the wine festival at the convention center, which is quite interesting because I know very little about wine other than I like drinking it. But it was quite fun, I have to say. Anyway, so I had this song planned to play while the show was going to air, but of course it didn't. So here it is. This is a band called Harvey Janger. You might remember them from the 90s with a little one-hit wonder. This is from their last album, I believe, which was available for free over BitTorrent. And this song's called Wine, Women, and Song by Harvey Janger on Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM.
Hit the wall, it was not real. medicine to fix the wounds of how you've been spread so thin. So dance and twirl, your broken dreams could fill the world. So do just like they tell you, go spread so thin. And promise to, whenever love is blind to you, what you've got inside of you, don't spread so thin. Your site specific knack I file under attack. The only time you cross the line is when you're crossing back. Have you changed the song we were singing? Or have I just lost the air? If I said your behavior suffocates, would you care? Don't stop.
To Drifter in the Dark on 101.5 CJUM. We'll be right back.
Drifting in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. That was a band called the Ugly Ducklings out of Toronto from the 60s. I think it was 68 they came out with a track called Windy City. I was out there. I keep forgetting they're not from Winnipeg. For some reason, I think they're from Winnipeg, but they're out of Toronto. But that track's called Windy City, which I'm assuming is about us. I could be wrong. Maybe it's about Winnipeg. It's called Windy City Noise at the North End. I don't know. I always thought it was about Winnipeg. Anyways, that was for the Jets, who by now should be, the game should be done, and hopefully they have won. And I don't know yet because I'm pre-recording this, so hopefully they did. Before that, some new stuff from Sloan, Don't Stop, If It Feels Good, Do It, from the new album 12. Before that was some Born Ruffians, Spread So Thin, which lately these days I'm feeling. Uncle Duke and the Chief is the name of the album. Before that, what did we play for that? We played some Parquet Courts, I believe. Yes, from the new album Wide Awake, which is out now, or you can stream it anyways. And yeah, it's good. I'm loving it. Total Football, the name of that track. I'm a huge Parquet Courts fan. Always look forward to a new release, and they just get better and better. So got to get my hands on that one too. I think it's on our charts as well. Could be wrong. If it's not, it should be. Anyways, and then we start off with Harvey Danger from their last album. Harvey Danger was a one-hit wonder band. You might remember them. Flagpole Sitta was the big one-hit track they had. They put out stuff after that, and it was good. It got better and better, I thought. But I think they were a bit disillusioned by the industry. And they kind of got tossed aside. But if you've never heard any of their other stuff other than that track, and if you listened to the show, you probably have at some point. Maybe, I hope, I don't know. But if you haven't listened to it, it is very good. But they're sadly no longer. I think they've reunited for a few shows in the Seattle area, but they're pretty much done. And Wine, Women, and Song, the name of that track, from their album Little by Little. And yeah, that's it. We're done. I'm going to leave you with one more track, a nice long one to take you out. But until then, I'll let you know that you can email me, drifter@umfm.com. You can find me on Twitter as well, @drifterumfm. As well, you can like the show on Facebook. It's always nice to be liked. So please feed my ego and do so. Hope you enjoy the show. I'll say I'll be back next week, but lately it seems like I'm a hit or miss. But if I'm not on live, there'll be a repeat anyways. But thank you for tuning in. Either way, I do appreciate it week by week. And if you want to listen to this show again, you might hear my baby upstairs. If you want to hear the show again or the past few shows, they should be updated shortly anyways. Go to umfm.com and you can download this podcast as well as the others, or the show in podcast form anyways. So that's it, we're done. I'm going to leave you with a track from LCD Sound System. Not one of the new ones. The new album is really good, but I'm going to leave you with a slightly older track called Us Versus Them, which lately it feels like I'm addicted to Twitter, and that's kind of what it feels like on Twitter these days, just an us versus them mentality, and I'm not, you know, helping not contribute to that, so I guess I should do better, but that's how it feels. Anyways, here's a good, nice, long song. Stick you out, keep it tuned to the station, and enjoy, and I will talk to you all soon. All right, go Jets, go. This has been Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM.